Okay, good afternoon, and welcome to this panel. My name is Marlene Beckman, and I work at the Office of Justice Programs. Up until recently, I have been a grant monitor in the National Institute of Justice, and the presenters today are the grantees that I've been working with. Just for the sake of truth, I'm actually not with NIJ anymore. I'm working with Lori Robinson in the Office of Justice Programs, which is an absolute delight for me, and I really love being there with Lori now, where I was when she was with the Reno administration. So this morning, we're going to hear about two different studies that have in common the fact that they are looking at alternatives to returning people to prison who mess up or might otherwise be revoked and sent back to prison. They're two different approaches to the same problem, and I think that's what makes it interesting to hear various options, because as I'm sure all of you know, today the overcrowding in the prison systems around the country are even more due to the fact that people revoked are being returned to prison than actually new people entering prison. So this is a major issue, and we need these options to look at in order to not continue to overcrowd our prisons. So what we're going to do is each of the three speakers are going to speak for 20 minutes. That'll give us plenty of time for questions in the end, and I'm a very strict timekeeper, as they know. First, we're going to hear from Professor William Bales, who's a professor at Florida State University, and his project has to do with the use of electronic monitoring. Then we're going to hear from Judge Stephen Ahm, who is a judge on the First Circuit Honolulu Court, and his project is the HOPE Project, which has to do with swift, certain, and proportionate sanctions. And Judge Ahm will also be appearing tomorrow in a plenary, so you all get a sneak quick preview. And then the third speaker will be Angela Hawken. Angela is a professor at Pepperdine University in California, and Angela has been doing the evaluation of Judge Ahm's study. Angela has an accent. I've asked her to speak slowly. You get used to it.